Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You got problems that you ought to be concerned with. Moolah! You don't know how you're supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun.
Gabe S. Dunn.
Hello and welcome to Bad with Money's mailbag episode. I'm your host, Gabe S. Dunn. Welcome to the show. This is a show about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you. And this is also our mailbag episode where you guys write in or leave comments or send voice memos. You can send a voice memo to gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. You can also join my Patreon, patreon.com/GabeS. I'll give you some names of patrons now that I shall thank. This is a patron named Fun, then Denise, Nathaniel, Hadley, Monet Exchange? Okay, no, sorry. Lauren, Paige, Luke, Brian, Gators 1969, which I think is my dad, and Michelle. Oh, and then also Devin. Hello, welcome to the team. Welcome to the game. Welcome to the family. This is a comment from Patreon that was really sweet. This is a comment from Patreon that somebody literally joined just to say, hey, just joined the Patreon to say the U.S. does have 30-year fixed rate mortgages. I just started listening to the episode today. If you visit the bank rate mortgage calculator, you can see the 30-year fixed option. This really mattered to me when I heard this because I have a 30-year fixed rate mortgage and it caused me to question myself, imposter syndrome style. I love corrections. Thank you so much for sending that correction. So yeah, if you wanna join the Patreon, everything there is ad-free. There's ad-free episodes. There's videos of the mailbags. You can probably see me there right now. Hello, everyone. Here's my mug for the day. I don't tell anyone what it is. You guys just get to see it. No dog right now. We don't want to wake him. So that's why I just made my voice a little bit lower. He'll know if I'm talking about him. Anyway, you can also email your questions and comments and love to gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. Not just voice memos. Although some of you commented and said that Eva Wow said yes to a voice memos only mailbag and yes to a call-in hotline. So I was thinking about doing a Google voicemail hotline. So maybe we will do that. Someone else, Resting Witch Face, said, yes, a million times yes. They also said that they want me to do a real estate / what I wish I knew before I signed episode, which I think we're going to do because we've done episodes about real estate before. But that's right. We haven't done one where it was like each step here is what you need to know before you sign this step, which stresses me out, honestly, to think about doing. Seems really, really stressful to do an episode like that. But I guess that is often my cue that I should do it. Then we had some really lovely responses to the episode with Elise Fulmore, which was about ADHD. Camilla said, my parents both have ADHD, not yet diagnosed, but I discovered it, told them, and they agree. And that's why I never knew. And then Eva Wow, thank you for all your comments, Eva, wrote, amazing, fun, and full of info. Also, is your insurance back now that the writer's strike is over? Hope all's good with you. Let's get into that. So I am a writer. If it's your first time listening to the show, I'm Gabe. I'm a trans guy. I'm also queer. I'm also a screenwriter and a filmmaker. And I was on strike with the Writers Guild. We were on strike for like over 150 days. And so I wasn't working during that time. It was very bad for me financially, on top of other reasons that people might know, including a breakup. So I was at risk of losing my insurance end of September, my insurance was going to be gone because I hadn't made enough money in order to qualify for Writers Guild insurance. And that meant that I was going to have to go on Covered California and my insurance premium was going to go up like double, more than double. And then if I chose to go with Cobra, it was going to go up like definitely triple more. So I was in a bind. I didn't know what I was going to do. I had talked to, you know, Blue Shield about getting a subsidy. It was not good. And I went through all this stuff to try to get a subsidy, everything. The day before, okay, so the day before I was going to lose my insurance, I get an email from the Writers Guild saying, we've actually extended insurance for people that don't qualify. We've extended it through December. So you have until December to make enough money to qualify for Writers Guild insurance. Sorry about that. LOL, RB. They didn't say it like that, but that's what it felt like. So basically, the day before, I realized that all this running around that I did to try to get my insurance covered and to try to get the strike subsidy and to try to make sure that I would have health insurance didn't need to happen. So everything got extended. And then the strike has ended. So now I'm able to work and hopefully make enough money to qualify by the end of December. But yeah, it was down to the wire. I was real worried, real concerned. Thank you for following up on that. It was harrowing, but all's good right now. I'll let you know what happens in December. I still need paying work. So we'll see what happens. There's stuff in the pipeline, but I can't talk about it yet. Very recently, I used Indeed to get hired for a part-time job. The employer put their job listing up on Indeed. That's where I found it. I applied through Indeed and I got the job. Indeed made the hiring process so easy. I was able to search for all kinds of jobs based on my skills and being able to look at really easy to read descriptions from the jobs about what they were looking for in a candidate. If I needed to hire someone again, I would absolutely use Indeed. And I also have been telling everyone when they've been saying that they want to look for a job or they don't know where to find a job, I was like, you gotta use Indeed. I've literally told like four people like, oh, I found this job on Indeed. That's where you should look if you're looking to find a job. And the job I was looking for, they needed someone really quickly because they were growing so fast. So they needed to hire the right person very fast, and it was so important. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I sincerely love Indeed. I went on there. It was incredibly easy. I literally got hired in September for a job actually using Indeed. I know this is a podcast ad, but I mean it. I really did use Indeed. I really do recommend Indeed. It all happened so fast and I didn't even have to really stress. I found what I wanted. I got the job. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And if you're looking to hire, you need to use Indeed because you'll find people like me. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Just go to Indeed.com/badwithmoney right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. No matter what our day looks like, we need nourishment that fuels us. Cachava's whole body meal shakes will keep your body and mind nourished all day. The Cachava new strawberry flavor is bursting with real strawberry and benefits. Plus, the matcha just fuels me with a flavor that I would already be getting. One thing that I like to do to incorporate Cachava into my daily routine is I add peanut butter and a little bit of iced coffee, and it helps me stay energized, focused, and calm. It's basically a way that I can grab a breakfast on the go, and it's super easy to make a superfood-packed shake with Cachava. All the good stuff your mind and body crave for whole body health. With every two scoops of Cachava, you get 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. There are no artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. Non-GMO, no soy, no animal products, no gluten, and no preservatives. Rethink your definition of fast food. It mixes into a smooth and creamy shake, whether you use a shaker bottle or a blender, and it's a comprehensive all-in-one meal. Think protein shake, meal replacement, greens and veggies, essential vitamins and minerals, and so much more. You've never tasted strawberry like this. Go to Cachava.com and use code BADMONEY for 15% off your order. That's Cachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code BADMONEY for 15% off.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Okay, this is a message from Caro. It's kind of long, but it has to do with an episode that came out called The Truth About My Finances. It could be that that episode had to have been taken down by now, but we'll see. So this is has to do with the situation I alluded to a bit earlier regarding my breakup slash quote unquote divorce where we're splitting property. So this is, splitting is a generous word. So this is from Caro. Hi, Gabe. I'm a new listener and just tuned into your September 11th episode, The Truth About My Finances. I appreciate you sharing your experience and hope sharing my experience will help at least a tiny bit. I'm from Canada, so the legal system is set up differently here. I'm going to share a few tips I picked up in the hope that they will somehow be transferable to you in the USA or that they may spark an idea you haven't had yet. Quick context, I also got divorced. But my spouse moved to the USA to work for a fancy job at Facebook while I stayed behind to complete my master's degree. We were in an open marriage, queer, wholesome, poly vibes, or so I thought. Over a short period of time, he met someone else, broke some boundaries, racked up a lot of debt, and eventually disappeared after a confusing period of neglect, gaslighting, and stonewalling. I was left with tuition, mortgage, utilities, tax payments. I eventually was forced to sell our home at a loss, my life savings as well. All our property, car, furniture, etc., stayed in San Francisco. I went to court by myself, got divorced by myself, and got pretty far in the marital property division procedures by myself before COVID extinguished my fire. Here's what helped me. 1, self-representation. I self-represented myself in court, no lawyers. 2, pro bono legal counseling. I took advantage of the pro bono counseling offered by nonprofit groups. I am non-binary, and I found a nonprofit organization that helped queer folks with legal issues. These 2 RH consultants are free, and if you have a relatively low income, you can get deferred to a pro bono lawyer for follow-up sessions. Okay, Gabe speaking here. I really should have done this. 3, legislation. I read the legislation cover to cover. Here it is called the Divorce Act, formerly the Divorce and Division of Matrimonial Property Act. I learned about what my legal rights were and how marital property is divided. I'm not sure what the email contract you have looks like, but it's possible that any gifts you received while married or common law belong to both of you, regardless of family connection. Since this is part of your divorce, it may be that the divorce laws cover the division of this asset. 4, court divorce desk. I went to the divorce desk at the courthouse and asked a million questions about how to fill out forms, which forms to fill out. These folks can't give legal advice, but they are incredibly helpful when it comes to procedural stuff. Why pay a lawyer hundreds of dollars to push your mundane paperwork around? The court desks often also have an email and a phone number you can reach out to. 5, family court sessions. In court sessions, I was upfront and honest with the justice and judge. I followed my intuition. I was a little bit more bold than I was polite. The judge was very helpful in that they listened and then offered up legal solutions that got bound by law. The judge court ordered a free mediation session. My partner didn't show up, but I did. The mediator then prepared a court plan with me. The judge fined my absent husband for being in contempt of court. The judge offered more court orders to allow me to gain more information from my partner's employers, etc. Judge ultimately granted a court order allowing me to sever my divorce from corollary action, i.e. get divorced while figuring out the assets later. What I'm trying to say is that the courts seem really opaque, and they are, but you may be able to use the courts to your advantage as a self-represented litigant. In another experience, I was threatened with a defamation lawsuit for calling out the homophobia of a community leader in my town. Their expensive lawyers came at us strong, trying to intimidate my team of grassroots activists. But when we slapped back with a pro bono lawyer and refused to take back our open letter, they eventually backed away, realizing they were spending more money and we were not. If you are a self-representing litigant, you don't lose more money if the process takes longer, but your spouse will lose money paying their lawyers. You might be able to turn the tables on them when they realize they cannot control you. Here's my last unsolicited tip. Act as if you have already lost the money. I spent years afraid to look at my financial situation, ignoring my student loans, defaulting on my and my spouse's co-signed line of credit and credit card, spending every paycheck. I thought one day I would finish the court proceedings and my ex would be forced to pay for the things he owed. COVID threw a huge wrench in my master plan when everything shut down. I most wish I had started the financial recovery sooner without expectation of getting anything in return. I was always waiting for the crisis to finish before I started saving, contributing to RRSPs, etc. I know now that both things, the divorce and the recovery, can take place at the same time. Hope it helps. If not, thanks for listening. I wish you all the best as you move through this shitty situation, Caro. Caro, that's really good advice. I wish you had written in earlier, but also, here's the thing, you didn't know this was happening. You're saying all the right things. You're absolutely correct. I love everything that you said. I think the idea of, I'm just now coming to the idea of understanding that the money that I get is not going to fix all my problems. I'm just getting there now. So I definitely appreciate it. I think this email was incredibly helpful. I wish I had read it a year ago, but I didn't know.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Okay, this is a voice memo from Daisy.
Hi, Gabe. My name is Daisy. I have been listening to your show since the very beginning. You actually started me on my own financial renaissance, which I'm very grateful for. Thank you so much. But since hearing you talk about your mortal enemies in finance, Susie Orman, Dave Ramsey, and Warren Buffett, I have decided that I need to introduce you to my mortal enemy. His name is Mr. Money Mustache, and he is like if Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey were the same person, because he's very mean, he's very abrasive, he's very aggressive, and he also doesn't think that rich people should enjoy things either. He's one of those people that, like, he'll make, like, some really, really good points. Like, he really cares about the environment, and he really cares about, you know, being economical. But then he'll, like, follow it up by saying something, like, really, really, like, out of left field or, like, aggressive or violent. I think that you should do a takedown or breakdown on him. I don't know if he has a book out right now. I know that he has a blog. I don't think he has a podcast, or maybe he does, but that is a great suggestion, because once you get to know Mr. Money Mustache, you'll feel like I do, and you'll have a new enemy number one, financial enemy number one. So anyway, thank you so much for the show. Thank you so much for sharing yourself with your audience. I'm so grateful to you. I hope that you have a really time. But my name is Daisy. My pronouns are she, they. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much, Daisy. That was an incredibly funny voice memo. I don't know that much about Mr. Money Mustache. I will have to look into it. I would absolutely love to do a breakdown and takedown. I don't know that anyone could surpass Dave Ramsey as my number one enemy. It's hard because I feel like a lot of the cast of Shark Tank is up there too. But Susie Orman, look, Susie Orman is not my enemy. Susie Orman is my tether, I think. And she was a guest on the show. If you ever want to go back and listen to the episode with Susie Orman, she did agree to come on this show. So how much of an enemy could she really be? It was an insane episode, but very fun. And she did email me a lot of really wild stuff during that time, which I think I've talked about. She sent me a picture of her holding a fish that she had caught. There's a lot there. Anyway, I don't think she's my enemy. But all this to say, I will look into Mr. Money Mustache. I've also wanted to do an episode about the 7 habits of highly effective people. Let me know if you'd be interested in that. And I think we're going to have one coming up where we talked about the book. We're going to talk about the book Predictably Irrational by Dan Ariely because it's relevant right now. And also, I want to do an episode maybe about some of the recent movies that have come out about money, like Fair Play, which was a harrowing movie, and also Dumb Money, which I haven't seen yet. It's about the GameStop situation. And I do like Paul Dano, mostly because I have an ex who hated Paul Dano for no reason. And so I think that makes me like Paul Dano. But anyway, yeah. Well, anyway, we might do that. So if you have suggestions, let me know. Here is an email from Max. Hi, Gabe. I've been meaning to email you since listening to your mailbag episode last Friday, but life, it's busy, you know? Firstly, your kind words felt like the most sincere warm hug and just made the chemicals in my brain so satisfied. Oh yeah, for those listening, Max wrote in asking about how he can better teach money to his autistic son. And he asked for my opinion as someone who is autistic. What you said about navigating the future of finances with my son really resonated and it reframed some of my own behaviors. Mentioning the tie between money and love/feelings being one for us to remain cognizant of is super important. As much as love languages are a debatable thing, I do know his mom/my fiance really values receiving gifts and acts of service, which often can have money involved in. I know it'll be important for me to set the boundary between showing affection and money isn't a binary relationship. Also, how you positioned helping him be aware of the world full of people whose primary interest is self, it's just a matter of to what extent, was really helpful. I've had a lot of what would be likely considered traumatizing experiences, and I've done a lot of work to learn about existing in a world where I've had those experiences. I'm hoping this is all a remotely cohesive thought. It's been a long week. What you said brings up good stuff for me to talk about with my new therapist as well. And then a smiley face. Have a wonderful rest of your week and safe travels on the journey of just existing, Max. Thank you so much, Max. I'm glad that was really helpful. That really warmed my heart to hear you say that. I think that episode is called Helping My Autistic Son Learn About Finances. It's a mailbag. And really the gist of it was just, I think, you know, it comes down to my own experiences and what I wish I had known, even when I didn't know I was autistic, and what I think would have been helpful for me to know. So thank you for writing in. I love when people write in and say what their thoughts were on what I said to their email or voice memo. We don't have a long one today because I want to save some for our next episode. And we do, oh my God, can you believe we do 2 mailbags a day? Now you know. Now you know my secrets. But yeah, if you want to write into the show, you can do so at gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. You can also follow me at Gabe S. Dunn. And please, if you get the chance, follow the show on Instagram at BWMPod. It would mean a lot to me. It's where I promote everything. It will really help the show. And yeah, it would just mean a lot to me if you did that. Also, here's the other thing. It would really mean a lot to me if you joined the Patreon. A lot is happening. We have all this extra content and all these free things for you on the Patreon and all these ad-free things for you on the Patreon. It's also some writing of mine, interviews of mine, various things. You guys have said a lot of stuff about how you want to help me during this time. And a way to help me keep this show going is to join the Patreon. It really helps. It helps me pay Melissa. It helps me, be able to keep the show running. And I really want to be able to make sure that the show stays up on the feed for free. I believe in this show remaining free. Both episodes remaining free up on the feed, even though it doesn't really pay me enough for my work because it's a money show and I want everyone to have access to it. So if you want to help subsidize that, please join the Patreon, pay the Patreon, and then that way the people who are listening who can't afford it can continue to get the show for free. Does that make sense? So anyway, thank you guys so much. And I appreciate you sitting through the ads if you do. And just like all of you have been so supportive and I really love you guys. And next mailbag, I'm going to read some more stuff from the Discord channel. So if you want to join the Discord channel, go to the link in this description and join the Discord. And if you want to join the Just Between Us Patreon, do that as well. That's patreon.com/justbetweenus. The one for this show is patreon.com/GabeSDunn. And I love you guys. Oh my God, here comes Beans. Is he here? Wow, he didn't care about you guys at all. Usually he's in these mailbag videos, but today he said, fuck you, Bad With Money patrons. Just as I'm trying to get this going, Beans refuses to show his cute little face. Maybe next time. Okay, I love you guys. Bye. Bad With Money with Gabe Shane Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual, produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond M. Print Productions, edited by Diane King, post-production sound by Coco Lorenz, and music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, as sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.